This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the year-long commemoration of 150 years of the national song Vande Mataram in New Delhi. The Prime Minister also released a commemorative stamp and coin on the occasion and launched the portal VandeMataram150.in, where citizens can upload their videos of singing the national song and earn a certificate. Addressing the event at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in the national capital, the Prime Minister said that Vande Mataram is a mantra, an energy, a dream, and a resolution. He hailed it as a devotion and adoration of Mother India, which takes one back to history, fills the present with self-confidence, and instills renewed courage to the future. Modi said Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore once said that Bankim Chandra's Anand Math is not just a novel, it is a dream of an independent India. The Prime Minister asserted that Vande Mataram song is relevant in every era. Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan paid homage to the national song Vande Mataram on the occasion of commemorating its 150 years today. Election campaigning for the second and final phase of the Bihar Assembly elections has reached its peak. Senior leaders and star campaigner of the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan, along with leaders of other parties, are undertaking whirlwind tours across poll-bound areas. In a second and third final phase of the assembly elections, voting will be held on 11th November in 122 assembly constituencies across 20 districts, while the counting of votes will take place on November 14. The Supreme Court hearing the Suomoto matter on stray dog management across the country today ordered that every educational institution, hospital, public sports complex, bus stand and railway station must be properly fenced to prevent the entry of stray dogs. The GST Bachat Utsav started on the 22nd of September of this year with the reduction of goods and services tax on many items, benefiting citizens across the country. The new GST reforms are a major boost for Tripura's rural artisans, farmers, and small-scale processors. The tea industry of the state is benefiting as the GST on packaged and instant tea has been reduced from 18% to 5%. In the handloom textile sector, which supports over 1 lakh weaving households, also benefits as stitched apparel priced up to 2,500 rupees now attract only 5% GST instead of 12%. Similarly, the GST on queen pineapple juice and other fruit juices has been cut from 12% to 5%. Meanwhile, the tax cut from 12% to 5% on eligible handloom and handicraft items makes silk-based products from the state more affordable and market competitive. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Varanasi this evening. He will be received by Uttar Pradesh Governor Anandiben Patel and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath at the airport. The Prime Minister will flag off 4 Vande Bharat trains, including Banaras Khajuraho and Lucknow Saharanpur, tomorrow morning. There is huge excitement in Kashi regarding the Prime Minister's arrival, and preparations have been made for a grand welcome. Flight operations at Indira Gandhi International Airport in New Delhi are currently experiencing delays following a technical issue with the air traffic control system. In a social media post, Delhi International Airport Limited DIAL said that the air traffic control team is working closely with all stakeholders, including DIAL, to resolve the issue at the earliest. It added that passengers have been advised to stay in contact with the respective airlines for the latest updates. India yesterday delivered a consignment of around 20 tons of humanitarian aid for disaster relief and devastation caused by Hurricane Melissa in Jamaica. In a social media post, the High Commission of India and Jamaica added that the relief materials include the special Bhisham Medical Trauma Unit and other essential supplies to support post-hurricane recovery. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.